everyone.
Morning. Morning.
Today we're going to talk about creation. And we're mostly going to be reading from Genesis 1. But I also have some prizes for people who answer questions, and there's going to be a game at the end. So I'm also doing a quiet seat, which you guys know how that works, so I'm not going to explain it, but basically whoever's the quietest and answers a lot of questions. So, there were 6 days of creation, and that's what I'm going to talk about. Does anyone want to volunteer to read day one, which is verses 1 through 5 of Genesis 1?
I can't hear.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. And darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and He separated the light from the darkness.
Good job. Here is the prize. So, on day one, this is interesting. This is a picture of kind of what I'm imagining. It's not necessarily what it was, but picturing like this just kind of dark void, but now there's light. And there's some interesting things about this. Day and night were established, and there was light, but there was no sun mentioned. And God said, "Let there be light," and light just existed as soon as He said it. Does anyone want to try and do that? You just make light by saying, "Let there be light," for me,
oh,
quick.
I can just flip a switch and say, "Let there be light."
It doesn't really work. You can't really do that. Moving on to day two. Does anyone want to volunteer to read this? Jocelyn?
Then God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." Thus God made the firmament and divided the waters which there were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and there was so. And God called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day.
So, this firmament that it talks about, it says that it divides the waters from the waters, and there's a few different opinions about what this might mean. I'm not exactly sure what it means, but I kind of think that it might mean part of the land on the earth. Some other people think that it might mean like more like the atmosphere, because like there's clouds that are holding waters, and then there's the ocean underneath the clouds, and they're separated by what some people would say is the firmament. So that's another idea. But it was created on the second day. Let's move on to day three. Who wants to read this one? Surya?
God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and to gather together the waters He called sea. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let
Good job. Did I give you a class pass one?
Here's one for you. And here's one for you.
So, on the third day, it talks about the waters being gathered into one place. So, and it says, let the dry land appear. So that would be talking about, like, probably islands or countries or everything that emerges above the ocean level. And there's a verse that seems like it's talking about this from Job 38:4. Who would like to read this one? Abby? If it's too hard to read from the screen, you can read it from your Bible too. This is talking about how there was an undeniable supernatural power there. Like, no person could ever do that. No one could raise giant countries out of the ocean or lay the foundation of the earth. Nobody even knows its exact measurements. We don't even know about the earth we live on as much as the Creator does, who made it. It talks about a line stretched upon it. We kind of can refer to things like the North Pole and the South Pole. This could be what that's talking about, because it's kind of what we make our measurements on the earth around. To what are its foundations fastened, or who laid its cornerstone? I'm not going to get into this a ton because I have something about it later, but if you ever look at a picture of space, does anyone know what's holding up the earth right now? Nolan?
Yeah,
that's a good answer. If you look at pictures of a planet from all the way around, there's not anything attached to it. It's just floating there. And it goes around this orbit that's perfectly positioned around our sun. And if it were like an inch closer, we would all be scorched. And if it were an inch farther, we would all freeze to death. It's very fascinating. Here's more of like a diagram of how all of the water works. Like, right here is the ocean, and then I personally think that when it says the dry land appear, it's talking about like this, these shores, everything above the ocean. And there's like a whole very complicated system about water evaporating and turning into clouds and then raining down over here and then pouring back over to here, so the water is distributed through the whole earth and that those plants that it talks about that were created, that are way far away from the ocean, they still get water too from the ocean because it evaporates and then rains down over there. Do you think that could have happened just by chance? Look there. It looks like a pretty obvious design. What do plants need to grow if you have plants? Ian?
Water and soil.
Good job. Good at reading. I have it written up there. So, if God would have created plants before he made the soil, do you think that would have ended well? I have a picture up here of what it might have looked like. A lot of dead plants, drowned. They didn't get enough soil. This also proves that there's definitely a design involved in this. Day four. Who would like to read this? You?
Then God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night. They will serve as signs for seasons and for the heavens. They will be the light. They will be lights in the expanse of the sky to provide light on the earth. And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule over the day and the lesser light to rule over the night.
Good job. Further. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Wait. Sorry. I was going to read this too. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. So let's look at Job 38 again. I also have it up on the screen here. Who would like to read this? Ellie? Of the constellations that it's talking about. In this Genesis account, he just simply says, and he made the stars also. But how many of you have looked up at the stars on a dark night and seen these awesome constellations that just fill the whole sky and have, like, pictures sometimes? Like, here's one of Orion the Hunter. You can kind of see his bow there and his arm and maybe a little tunic thing. Headdress, but they're pretty cool. They're really cool to look at. They're amazing. And there's like so much space out there. Billions and billions of times bigger than the earth we live in. And all it says is, and he made the stars also. Day five. Who'd like to read this? Aaron?
What's the first one?
face?
The sky. So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living thing with the water and that moves above in it according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind, and God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, "Be beautiful and
said, "Let the earth bring forth living creature according to its kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth, each according to its kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good." So, on day five, kind of messed up. This is from Job 39 now, just the first few verses. I would like to read this. You might have to read it from your Bible. Abby? Verses 1 through 4.
"Do you know the time when the wild mountain goats bear young? Or can you mark when the deer gives birth? Can you remember the months that they fulfill? Or do you know the time when they bear young? They bow down, they bring forth their milk. They deliver forth their offspring. Their young ones are healthy, and grow strong. Strong with grain. They depart and do not return to them. Who set the wild donkey free? Who loosened the bonds of the bond of the..."
Good job. Here's a prize. Sorry. So this is talking about those animals that were just created in the fifth day. It's talking about how they're just really incredible if you think about it, and how it all just worked so well, like it's almost designed or something. It's just really obvious about how well it's created. If you think about the order of things, first the land was created, then the plants were created, and then the animals are created now. So the animals can eat the plants that were just created, and the plants can grow in the ground that was created before that. It's all made in a order that just works well. Let's talk about turtles. Have you ever wondered how turtles can survive during the whole winter? It's actually really fascinating. Turtles, they do something called brumating, which is like hibernating. It's just a little bit different. After it starts to get cold, they swim to the bottom of a lake or a pond or something, and they burrow into like the muddy leaves at the bottom. And after they're down for a few hours, how do you think they breathe? Because turtles breathe air like people. Nope, they can't because the top of the surface freezes over during winter. Did you have your hand up, Nolan? Actually, you're right. They do go inside their shell, and their shell can absorb a little bit of oxygen through the water to feed them. But the incredible thing about turtles is their metabolism can work without oxygen, and their brains can change their pathways so that they don't need oxygen either, so they can go all winter without any oxygen at all. You might also ask, how do they know when to come up from the water when they're down there? Because they're not really in their best state of mind when it's not working without oxygen. But turtles were created with very thin eyelids. You can see some of these pictures here. That guy looks really happy. They have these really thin eyelids, so they can see light through their eyelids. So when the whole lake unthaws, the lake gets way brighter, and the turtles can see that light right through their eyelids, and then they know it's time to come up. It's very fascinating. All of this proves one thing. This world that we live in was obviously designed. Our world was obviously created by someone with incredible knowledge and power. Ultimately, God is the only possible way that our world could be created. But wait, there's still another day. Day 6. Who'd like to read this?
Then God said, "When the earth bring forth the living creatures according to its kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth, each according to its kind." And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish over the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the seas, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves over on the earth." And God said, "See, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed, to you shall be for food. Also, to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food." And it was so. Then God said, everything he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
Good job. Here's Brad. Yeah. So, that yellow part. It says we are made in the image of God. That's a very, it's a very big topic. I could talk a lot about that, but it means more than just how we look. For instance, if you look at everyone around you, none of them look exactly the same as another person. We all look different. So we're not made to look exactly like God, but we are made are to God in more ways than the animals. For instance, do animals make, like, really fancy food? You ever see an animal going into a like a little animal shop making animal food?
No.
Have like their little animal pizza with animal toppings on top? Do animals do that?
No.
No, they don't. What about people? Do people do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do animals draw paintings? Do you ever see like a chipmunk with its paintbrush out there painting along the sidewalk, painting a nice picture? No, they just don't. How about do animals have like this eagerness to invent things and make their life better? Do you ever see animals like building houses that have air conditioning and heat and all that? Nope, don't see that either. So people are created differently than the animals. People are a lot smarter than animals in most ways, and they have goals and they have a soul. I don't personally think that animals have a soul. I think that's something that only people have. And if you look at this, it says in verse 29, and God said, "See, I have given you every herb that yields seed which is on the face of the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed to you, it shall be for food. Also every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth which there is life, I have given every green herb for food." And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So, did God say to the animals that, "Alright, tigers, I've given you cheetahs for food"? Or, "Lions, I've given you dominion over the earth"? Did he say that? No, he didn't say that. He made people different on the earth. People have some things that animals don't have. So, we are made in the image of God. That's important to remember. And God saw it was good. I'm going to tie that into it a little bit later. That's another important thing to remember when he first made it. So, he said it was good. It was, at first. But then why do we have things like this? That doesn't look good. Neither does that. Does anybody know why we have things like that? I think Saraya's hand went first. Yep. That's true. Romans 5:12. Who would like to read this?
Therefore, just as though one man's sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned.
Good job. And there's also Romans 6:23. Who would like to read that?
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Good job. Here's another one to read, but I'm going to split it into, actually, these are different verses from different places. This first section is from Colossians, and this section is from John 1. So, who would like to read this upper section?
Ellie? He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created,
last word is preeminence. And alright, who'd like to read this section from John 1 here?
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
And there's one after this section here, there's another verse from John 1, verse 14. Who would like to read that?
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Good job. So, what these verses are talking about is, in this section here, it's talking about how Christ was in the beginning when the world was created, and all things were created through him. Later, it talks about how he became a human and dwelt with us, and later he died for us. So since everyone has sinned, like we read in one of those earlier verses, we all deserve the punishment for sin. But that's why Jesus became human. He died instead of us. So who'd like to read this verse here? For this second. No? It's hard to see it from where the picture seats. Extra loud. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So this verse is talking about what? Can you tell me? All right.
Talking about
that we shouldn't
boast, and that God created us.
True. Surprise. Can anyone else describe it more? Abby.
So God's so mercy. This is by grace of himself.
his gifts to us. And he created us.
Very good. I'm going to give you 2 prizes because that was an excellent answer. So, you get the gist of it. We can't save ourselves. That's why Jesus came and saved us. And to accept his gift, we can be saved through faith. Now, I have a game where you guys can get a whole bunch of points if you guys want. I'm going to read through Genesis 1 one more time, so pay attention very closely, and then I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions about it. Okay? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Then God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." Thus God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day. Then God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass and herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth." And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit whose seed is in itself that according to its kind. And God said that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the third day. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years." And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth. And it was so. Then God made 2 great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth and to rule over the day, over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Then God said, "Let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens." So God created sea creatures and every living thing that moves, which the waters abounded according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the waters and the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." So the evening and the morning were the fifth day. God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creature according to its kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth, each according to its kind." And it was so. God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God said that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him, male and female he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, See, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food. Also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life. I have given every green herb for food, and it was so. Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
All right, let's see how well you were paying attention.
All the next slide here is kind of a hint. These pictures might give you kind of a hint to the questions that I ask. So if it takes you a little while to think of the right answer, I'll show you that slide too. So, what day were cattle created? Aaron?
Next.
Ian?
Yeah. Day 5.
Good job. Here's a
prize. Also what I would guess.
Well, next time you have to say it. I'll give you the prize. Okay. How about spiders? No one? Good job. Here we go. Sorry. Alright, what about rivers?
Three.
Yep, that's what I would say too. It doesn't say exactly in the Bible, but it's pretty easy to assume that because it said that that's the day that there was land. And it's pretty hard to have rivers without land. So, surprise. Alright. What day were trees made? Abby? Good job. Okay. This is the last one. What day were actually wait, no, that doesn't really work. It's gonna say which day were you created? what day were humans created? Oh, you gave it away. Now whoever I call is gonna have it. Jocelyn. Good job. Your prize. Did I miss anyone's prizes when you answered stuff or did verses? Okay. Good. Sorry. Alright. That's all I have. The quiet seat goes to you.
You are very quiet. Good job.
By praying. Dear Lord, thank you for this time that we all got to look at Genesis, and thank you for all of your incredible creations, and I pray that you help all of this to point to you and how amazing you are, that you could just create all of this just by speaking. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah.